Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy Tuesday, Rockaholics. What's up, Steve Miggs?
What's up, Taryn Daly?
Were you up till midnight finishing your taxes last night?
Oh, of course. Crunching all the numbers, dividing some things, sent it off, and I'm good to go. I only owe like $7,000.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing, right? Either that or you got to file your extension, but hopefully everybody's good to go.
That's a personal thing I don't want to talk about on the radio, please.
I don't want to talk about your extension either.
I'm going to have to contact Human Resources. It's going to get real ugly.
Instead of that, let's inform our Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today's the day for all of you vegetable enthusiasts, or maybe you just like to leave the planet every once in a while. It's National Day of the Mushroom.
Great movie to watch, documentary, Fantastic Fungi.
Fantastic Fun. Is that the one about hallucinogenics?
Paul Stamets, who I think teaches at like Evergreen, I want to say. But anyway, it's all about just fungus and how it connects the whole world. It's brilliant.
Fungus among us.
That's right.
It's also free cone day, so maybe you're going to enjoy some mushrooms with your ice cream cone. I don't know what's going on with you. But let's talk about your Seattle Mariners. It's been a rough start to the season. So anytime they win, it's a moment to rejoice. And yesterday they did just that. And not only did they win, but the bat seemed to have finally woke up, man. Holy smokes. They were just hitting home runs, hitting hits, putting in some runs, and the Mariners ended up beating the Cincinnati Reds 9-3. That's their highest scoring game since August 26th of 2023 when they scored 13 times back against the Kansas City Royals. Got to give a shout out to one of their call-ups. Was it Jonathan Clase? He's the Mariners' number 10 prospect. They brought him up. He recorded his first Major League Baseball hit and also had an RBI in the sixth, so that was pretty cool. George Kirby finally pitched like we thought he was going to pitch. Up next, playing the Cincinnati Reds once again. And Logan Gilbert, who actually has been playing well this season so far, will be on the mound for them.
Let's go, Mariners. Well, it may have been the least suspenseful first overall pick in sports history. Caitlin Clark was selected by the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft, and she makes history as the all-time leading scorer in NCAA history. Her skills have just shown a whole new spotlight on the sport, and it was just awesome to see that millions more were tuning in and watching basketball this year. She is going to be joining forces with the 2023 WNBA Rookie of the Year, Aaliyah Boston in Indiana. Some of the other top prospects in the draft were Cameron Brink, Camila Cardoso, who she's the one that's like 6'7". She's awesome, and Angel Reese. So Storm fans, you're going to have some opportunities to see Caitlin Clark here in town. She's going to be in the Pacific Northwest with the team on May 22nd and June 27th.
I kind of want to go see her. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, let's shoot. Cool.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if that game sells out, or at least is a tough ticket to get.
Without question. But we should plan a field trip.
It is crazy. I did see some of the stats where they show about Caitlin Clark, and it's like, oh, yeah, she's going to make over the next 4 years $338,000. I'm like, oh, $338,000 a year? That's all right. You know, I mean, it's obviously a big difference. And then I realized, no, that's added up all 4 years. So I think her rookie year is like, what, like 76 grand, then it goes up to 78, then 85, and then $97,000 endorsement deals. I think it's going to be how she makes all of her money. And possibly doing that big three thing with Ice Cube. Remember, he offered her $5 million? After all this, I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to do that first before I head on over to Indiana.
Yep.
Gas prices. Well, maybe she should stay away from Seattle and make sure she fills up her tank before she gets here because it's a little expensive. We now have gas prices that are about a dollar more than the national average of $3.62. The average here, $4.79 in order to fill up your gas.
I'm going to have to fill up today, and I might cry a little bit.
No?
I might. A fire devastated businesses in downtown Snoqualmie, including Snoqualmie Ice Cream, Chickadee Bake Shop, the Snoqualmie Pie Company, and Littlest Wishes Photography. The owners are predominantly women and sitting here in complete shock, but it seems like the community has already rallied around them and they are very supportive of the resilience of these businesses. The Chamber of Commerce and some local community members are already working to help these businesses in their recovery efforts. Big determination to bounce back stronger. So we'll keep you posted as they, build back.
And this is a place that one of these that hits you near and dear to your heart, huh?
Yeah, the Snoqualmie Pie Company is like the best pie company ever. I had a strawberry rhubarb pie from there one time that was a religious experience.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, they better bounce back quick because I need to try this pie.
My heart is going out to them.
Lakin Tomlinson, he's another player that's now a member of the Seattle Seahawks, a veteran guard, signed a one-year deal. I feel like everybody on Sun and the Seahawks are on one-year deals. It's going to be a very weird year. But hopefully he bounces back. Did not have a great season last year, but the year before that, he was like considered one of the best guys at his position. So we'll hopefully see that. But speaking of the Seahawks, we have to give a shout-out to our friend John Ryan, who's been on the show a bunch of times. He just signed a one-day contract with the Seahawks, where he's doing that today, so that he can retire as a Seahawk. And it was the cutest conversation ever with my wife, because I got a text from John. He's like, hey, I want you to come to the retirement party. I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to be there. So I told my wife, hey, I'm going to be a little late because I'm going to go swing by and say hi to John and Sarah Colonna because he's signing a one-day contract as a Seahawk. And my wife's like, he's only going to play for one day? I was like, yeah, that does sound kind of strange if you're not really a nerdy football fan.
But
he's just signing it so that way he can finish his career as a member of the Seattle Seahawks, which still she was just like, I don't get it. Why can't he just say I'm done? And I'm a member of the Seahawks. I'm like, it's just a weird technicality. It's just some kind of a, it's kind of a monumental moment. And it's pretty cool that the Seahawks are doing that with John Ryan.
Makes it very special.
And also tonight, you got the Kraken playing their second-to-last game of the season. So finally, we're going to be put out of our misery because these last few games have not been good. They're currently on a 3-game losing streak, which seems to be on par for the entire season. Taking on the Winnipeg Jets, at least the game is early. It's at 5 o'clock. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 54 degrees. It's going to rain. The DMD is brought to you by Kia Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Migs went to the Spring Fair on Sunday and learned something about one of the vendors that you will see at the Washington State Fair that absolutely blew his mind. You're going to hear what happened at 6:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words, especially these. Each picture captures a moment in time in the crazy lives of the Daily Mix Show. Here's four shots to wake you up.
If you go to the Daily Mix's social media pages, we have posted a photo that has four shots. Our handle is at Daily Mix's. These four shots kind of sum up the days that we had yesterday, or really over the weekend.
Yep. Yeah, we were off yesterday, so we're back. We're live.
Yeah.
We're ready to party.
Danny, however,
is not back. He's not live.
And the reason is his daughter just turned 10, double digits. So Danny's shot today is a shout out to his daughter, Lily. Happy birthday, Lily.
Happy birthday, Lily. And Dad, obviously, you don't know clearly doesn't know where his responsibility should be. It's here. Who cares? Double digits. That's got to be mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Lily. You rock.
Enjoy that birthday cake. Now, Sarah, tell us about your shot.
Well, on Friday night, Taryn and I went to emo night. DJ Danny.
DJ Sad Boy V.
Sad Boy V, yeah. And it was Taryn's first emo night. So we got to experience it together, and it was quite the night.
I was shocked at how much of the music I actually knew.
Right.
And I brought Brad with me, and even Brad leans over at one point. Is this Jimmy Eat World? I was like, yes, Brad, this is Jimmy Eat World. Is this Fall Out Boy? Yes, Brad, this is Fall Out Boy. He nailed it, and he had fun, too.
Because Brad's an older guy who does not, that's your husband, of course. This isn't his wheelhouse. Like, he's more of, you know, school rock and roll, AC/DC, and then more of like the hippier type stuff, like the Grateful Dead and Fish and things along those lines. So Jimmy Eat World and Fall Out Boy don't usually fall into that category.
Considering he was such a fish out of water, he really did have a good time, and I had a blast, and I cannot wait to do another emo night.
Did he wear eyeliner and straighten his hair black?
Of course.
Yeah. We'll also have some great audio of Sarah interviewing you, Taryn Daly.
Oh, God.
And I say at 7 o'clock this morning after Beat Migs, you'll get to hear. We'll play a fun game. How drunk is Taryn Daly?
Oh, no.
My favorite game.
Oh, no.
Now, you weren't drunk when you were on these bicycles, I'd imagine.
No, I was. If you look at my shot, it's myself and two of my Bike MS teammates, Andrew and Steve. We did a 30-mile bike ride on Sunday through the tulip fields, which if you're going to go see the tulips, doing it on a bike is so wonderful because you just zip past all the cars in the bike lane.
That way you could get over with it quicker.
Yeah.
Because it's really nothing special. It's a bunch of flowers.
But we knew it was going to be crazy. And there was just a mile-long backup of cars. And you just felt for those people. But there were kids selling waters on the side of the road. It was adorable. But we raised money for the MS Society through Bike MS, which is not until September. So if you want to do something a little bit sooner with me in the world of MS, this Sunday is our Walk MS event. KISW has a team and we'll be walking at Gasworks Park. Sarah is on our team.
Yeah.
So I believe the walk starts at 10 a.m. And if you go to KISW.com, we have all the details on Walk MS. Plus, there's also Bike MS details on that same page. So whatever you like to do, walk, bike, I'd love to have you.
And for those that don't know, it obviously hits you in your family, near and dear to your heart.
Yes, my mother has MS. She's been living with MS for about, I think, 15 years.
Yeah.
And so it's something that means a lot to me, and the support from Rockaholics also means a lot to me, so thank you all so much.
And that's KSW.com. Get the information. Go walk with you guys on Sunday. I'm going to try to make it out.
That would be awesome, Steve.
I'm just trying to make it. I don't know if I'll be bringing Tatum or not, but I'm going to try and make it out.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Now I want to hear about your shot.
So speaking of Tatum, we took Tatum to the Spring Fair because she loves rides and she loves being outside and animals. I mean, she loves everything I enjoy too. So like we just went to the Washington State Fairgrounds. They're doing the Spring Fair. It was this past weekend. It's also this upcoming weekend as well. So you can go check it out. The weather was phenomenal. We went on Sunday, met a bunch of Rockaholics, which was always great. I always appreciate when people say hi and just say, hey, what's going on? So that was pretty awesome about that. But Tatum is obsessed with the rides. It's so funny. And this was a big, big time for her because she was finally able to ride the giant spinning dog ride because she's been too small to go in that one. So all of a sudden, I was taking care of something. I can't remember what, but she comes running over to me. She's like, I'm big enough to ride the ride, which was cool, but kind of heartbreaking too because all of a sudden then she became Miss Independent and didn't want either mom or dad on any of the rides. Like mom was trying to get on the carousel. She's like, no, mom, just put me on the horse and get out of here.
Oh my God.
Said it a little bit more tactfully, but pretty much that's how I interpreted it. So as we're walking around, one of the things we like to grab before we leave is I don't know, Taryn, you haven't been around since I've talked about my obsession with Lumberjack popcorn.
Where is Lumberjack popcorn out of?
Here. Well, not this building, but like here in Washington State.
They're nice.
Awesome family. Shout out to Nate and Taylor and their dad, also Greg as well. Good people that I've met because we've given them a lot of love over the time. Their popcorn is some of the best popcorn I've ever had.
What's your favorite of their offerings?
They're straight up butter. Oof. It's so good. But they also have they have them all. But also, they have a new one, a jalapeno. I don't know. I brought a bag. I brought bags in for
nice.
You guys.
Oh my gosh, so spoiled.
Yeah, so the popcorn's awesome. And I was talking with Greg, who's the dad of the couple that started up Lumberjack Popcorn. He couldn't be a nicer guy. And we're just BSing. And he told me something, and there's a lot more to the story, but I'll give you kind of like the Cliff Note version because what he told me just completely blew my mind because, they're a relatively new company to do all the farmers markets. But they're located now in the Washington State Fairgrounds for the Washington State Fair and for the Spring Fair and all that stuff. And I got to imagine that's a hard world to get into because, you know, that's the big fair around here. So I was just like, how did you even, because he's like, oh, we're thinking about opening up another truck that's going to be in two different locations at the Washington State Fairgrounds. I was like, that's, how did that even happen? So he starts telling me the story because a lot of people love their popcorn. He tells me how some people will show up, buy 15 bags of the popcorn. They'll come to the fair, pay for the parking, pay for the ticket just to get the popcorn so they can share it with their family, which I'm like, that's, you can't ask for a better like testimony to how good your popcorn is. And he's like, yeah, I was just talking with somebody about how we just really wanted to get into the fairgrounds and we were just up and they loved our popcorn. And the lady finally looked at him and goes, you have no idea who I am. And he's like, what do you mean? She's like, I'm the CEO of the Washington State Fairgrounds.
What?
And I love your popcorn. We absolutely have to make this happen. And I'm just listening to him tell the story. And obviously there's more to it, but I was just like, that talk about being in the right place at the right time. Here you are just BSing about your popcorn with someone who's clearly enjoying your popcorn. And then you mention random, like, we just really want to get into the Washington State Fairgrounds. And that's the person that can make it happen.
That probably changed the trajectory of the business overall. That's amazing.
Like, I imagine it would happen, but that had to have sped it up.
Oh, for sure.
And then they were just talking. He was telling me how they just made their own seasoning salt. And they're trying to get it into Costco.
Oh,
and I'm like, I'm sure you're going to have a conversation with the dude. And you'll be like, oh, I'm the CEO of Costco. Like, when you least expect it. Like, it's just, sometimes good things just continue to happen to good people. And for them, it was just, they were in the right place at the right time. And I thought that was such a cool story.
And now I'm hungry for popcorn.
Well, I got a couple bags in the other room. I'll bring them in for you there, Taryn Daly.
Rockaholics, based on Steve Miggs learning all of that about Lumberjack popcorn, what is your ultimate right place at the right time story? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after, sorry.
Guns N' Roses?
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, baby.
The Daily Miggs Show.
What was your ultimate right place at the right time story, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. Rich in Maple Valley, yours involves a wrong number.
Yeah, I was just out of high school. I was managing a movie theater. And get this wrong number. The gentleman on the other end of the line says, hey, we still on for golf. And I'm trying to pick up the voice who it was. And so the conversation went on for a couple of minutes. And I said, I'm sorry. Who is this? And he goes, is this so-and-so? I said, no. And he goes, I am sorry. He says, I've got the wrong number. I said, so does that mean I don't get to golf with you? There was a big pause. And he says, do you want to? I said, yeah. And he says, okay, meet me at such and such golf course. And we're down in California. I meet him at the golf course. Best golf outing event I've ever had. He told me, bring a buddy. This guy was a surgeon in the Central Valley. His wife made lunch for us, and we had one of the best rounds of golf I've ever had. Just a great time.
That is insane. I love that the guy was just like, yeah, sure, why not? Meet up with us and let's golf together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the dramatic pause, I'm thinking he had to have been processing, you know, who is this nut job on the other end of the line?
Did you stay in touch with him?
I actually did. We golfed a couple of times after that through the years. Just a great guy. He, you know, maybe 15 years on us. Again, we were right out of high school. And
I love that.
Yeah, the guy was just a fantastic influence.
So who was the better golfer, him or you?
Oh, he was. He lived on the golf course and very humble. But yeah, he was a much better golfer than either one of us.
I wonder how many times, like, weird things like that, like, how many instances where he's done something like that. I'd love to, like, get his perspective as well. It's like, yeah, just seemed like a fun idea because of the, like, these guys just said, hey, let's meet up. And here he is just golfing with some younger dudes having a good time.
That would be amazing.
Right?
Rockaholics, what is your ultimate right place at the right time story? 206-803-ROCK.
This one says, I was at a casino in Vegas. A dude won big at roulette and said, who wants to get crazy to all of us that were watching? Well, I took him up on it, went with him. We ended up at Spearmint Rhino. Money was flying everywhere. It was the best night of my life.
I can imagine.
Yeah, if you're in Vegas and someone says, who wants to get crazy? You always say yes. Right?
Absolutely. That's part of Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
So I said, once a lady purchased my groceries. She said that my kid is adorable and made her laugh and I love making people happy, so she bought my groceries.
Oh, that's very kind.
Very random, too.
Yeah, very random.
I gotta tell Tatum to be nicer to people.
Is she not nice in public? Oh, no, she probably knows not to talk to strangers.
She's friendly enough, but she's not friendly enough to get us free groceries. I gotta work on that.
Josh in Hood Canal, tell us about throwing fish at Pike Place.
I was 18 years old, and I was looking for a job, and I just got here like 2 weeks, and I was going to go to REI to get a job because I really wanted to work there, and they weren't open yet. So I just wandered down to the market, and there's this Asian guy who came up to me, Sam, and he goes, "Hey, man," and I said, "Hey, how old do you got to be to work here?" And he's like, "Well, how old are you?" And I said, "I just turned 18." He goes, "Let's throw some boots on and let's go."
Really?
Yeah. I literally jumped into a job with no job application.
How long did you keep that job for?
About 5 to 6 months. I bounced around the market a lot. I moved over to North Carolina, came back, went back to the market. But that was my first experience in Seattle as a world famous job.
That's amazing. How difficult is it to catch one of those fish? How many tries did it take for you to actually land it?
So many. I got hit in the face so many times. If you don't yell back at them, they will hit you with crap.
Oh, no.
They'll throw bags of clams at you. Anything to get your attention for you to, like, respond back. Because you're supposed to say the order back. So it's, you know, loud, and everybody's kind of watching, and, you know, they want to see fish being thrown. If you're not paying attention, they'll hit you on purpose.
Does doing that job make you smell like fish all the time? Like, even if you shower real good and give yourself a good scrub,
all the time. You smell like fish for a month even after you work there.
Yeah, it's got to be hard. Like, if you're not married, like, dating must be very difficult. Anytime you show up and you're like, what's that weird scent? And you're like, oh, that's my job. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a weird thing. Like, people really didn't care about the smell, honestly.
Because it's such a legendary job. They give you a free pass on that. Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently sitting at 92 wins, 25 losses, and 13 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.